And on the line now, I should have Dermot O'Sullivan. Good morning, Dermot.
Yes, indeed, John. Good Dermot to
speak to you. Okay, Dermot O'Sullivan, just tell us a little bit now about Aldran Ball before we talk about this petition.
Okay, you just heard the Everly brothers on there with dreaming. It's more of a nightmare situation at the moment,
yes,
John. We're an alliance of organisations that work with older people. So there would be active retirement groups. That would be senior citizens' parliaments, members of Carers Ireland. There's seven groups in total that are part of our alliance. And really, what we're really concerned at the moment is the huge cuts to home help and home care packages. And that's what's really exercising us at the moment, John.
Yes, and I think everybody now in the country has somebody, an elderly relative, and who needs care.
And this is it as well, John. It's actually surprisingly low, the number of people who receive home help. It's over the age of 50, only 3.5% of people actually receive home help services. So it's, you know, there's very little bit of around in the first place. But what we're looking at in terms of cuts, the home help was cut in January, but then it was cut again in September. And if you add those cuts together, that results in just under 1 million hours of home help being cut. At the same time, home care packages have just been cut by 1.7 million as well. What that means in real terms is 200 home care packages per month being cut. In terms of home help, we're talking about just help with basic housework, shopping, dressing and bathing. For the people we talk to, this is the difference between being able to live in your home well and maybe facing going into an institution. And we know that people don't want that, and we're really, really concerned that these cuts will hugely damage people's ability to age well in their own homes. So we're very concerned about it, John.
Yes. Well, I was actually in a position, I was looking after my mother, myself and my sisters. Now, she's in a nursing home now because she can't walk or anything, you know.
But okay,
we were lucky in a way that we had three carers calling into the house at different times, but that was cut, and then
yes.
It was cut again.
Yes, yeah.
And I see how important these carers are to people living at home. What's the story with the government?
Well, like you said it there yourself in terms of the difference that home care workers can make. And what we're hearing from the worker side as well is that their hours are being cut and cut. And what we're concerned is what is now a very good service could be reduced into a kind of a robotic service. So we're hearing that people's hours have been cut by half an hour each time or 15 minutes each time. So instead of it being a human service where people are going in, talking to you while they're caring for you, while they're maybe helping you wash or helping you get dressed, now it's become very robotic service, and it's become, you know, you're removing the human element from that as well. We don't want to see that happening.
That's terrible, because I actually saw my mother and she was becoming friends with these carers, and that's disgraceful.
Yeah, and I mean, it's you mentioned the government and what are they thinking. I don't know what they're thinking, John, because in terms of, if you look at their policy around this, all of government policy, if you look at the previous Fianna Fáil government and the current Fine Gael Labour government, all of the policy is around moving away support the expensive care from, you know, acute settings, that means, you know, acute hospital A&E settings, back to care in the community and care at home. We know it's what people want, that people want to stay living in their home for as long as possible. We also know economically it makes sense. You know, the supports to provide home help and help someone stay in their home is far cheaper than the alternative of residential care or longer stays in hospitals, because that's what's happening as well. People can't transition out of hospitals because there's no support for them in the community. So these cuts are completely illogical.
Yeah, the government have always said that they support this whole initiative of keeping people at home and living healthy at home, but they seem to be contradicting themselves with these cutbacks.
You're dead right. We're hearing, you know, they're speaking different messages at different times, and the reality is they have slashed home help hours and have the massive cuts to home care packages, and actions are more important than words. And we're going tomorrow to the Dáil at 12 o'clock to bring our campaign against the cuts to home help and home care packages to the Dáil at 12, and we'd really love if any of your listeners would like to join us, we'd really love that. I might tell you a little bit about the campaign and what we've been engaged in, John.
Yeah.
So really what we've designed the campaign around the people who are dependent on home help and home care packages. So we designed it to be, first of all, a postal petition campaign so that they could, you know, directly participate in the campaign from their kitchens, from their own homes, and send them directly to their local TD. And we've had, you know, thousands of those being sent out. We just did a briefing in the Dáil on home help last night, and TDs were coming up to us, and telling us that they were getting it in the ear from people dependent on these services. So the campaign is working and it's having an impact. We're also really, we're really gratified with the response that younger people have been giving to the campaign, because we were concerned that people wouldn't know about these services and what impact they would have. But as you mentioned, you know, most people, it turns out most people do know somebody who's dependent on these services. We went down to the ploughing championships a week or two ago, and we were bowled over by the response. In two or three days, we got 1,200 signatures, and these are from younger people, from middle-aged people, and we're really gratified with the support the general public has given us. And tomorrow, we're going to be presenting a sample of those petitions, as well as some of the messages that older people have been giving us around home help cuts to the government, and we're seeking for a complete reversal of these cuts.
Okay, now there has been protests already. Mm-hmm. The United Left Alliance are having a protest today, I believe, at 3 p.m. and there was one last week. It shows how widespread the concern is.
It is, and there, I mean, I think the focus, I think, of those protests is around the impact on the workers and the reductions of hours. And our goal is common in terms of seeing the reversal of these cuts. Tomorrow, what we're hoping is just to give voice to the people on the other side who are dependent on these really vital services, and that's what we hope to do tomorrow. I might share with you, John, some of the messages that we're getting in.
Yes, go ahead.
And so I just one of the messages a Dublin woman actually sent in to us was, she wrote in and said, "I could not survive at home without home help because I have severe and disabling arthritis. Any cut to this service would put my health and safety in jeopardy. These are cuts too far."
That's health and safety we're talking about here.
And this is it, John. Some of these supports are really about getting people up in the morning safely, you know, helping them to maybe wash or clothe themselves. They're vital services. It's really disconcerting that the government is cutting these really vital services, and we're determined to take a strong message to the Dáil tomorrow. And as I said, if any of your listeners would like to join us at 12 outside the gates of the Dáil tomorrow, we'd love that.
Yes, definitely. I'm also looking at one here from a 90-year-old saying, she's in her 90th year, mm-hmm. and she says she's okay for the moment, but in the future she's going to need help and medical care, and she's very, very worried about that.
And John, can I just put some meat on that as well? Like, we're really concerned at the government's messages around this. Their media messages have been very duplicitous, and what I mean by that is, they're saying that home care packages, people who have home care packages, won't have their service removed. And what that, in between, if you read between the lines, what that actually leaves a lot of room for is for people to, for their hours to be slashed, but them to still to have a service. So the government can still say, oh, you still have a service, even though we've cut your hours enormously. And secondly, what it does, it leaves people completely in limbo who are on waiting lists for home help and home care packages, or for people who are in hospitals at the moment and looking to go back to the community. They've been given no guarantee around that, and we're really concerned about people who may need to avail of these services in the future. So to our mind, the government's response has been very, very weak, and they've failed to give any rationale for the cutting of these vital services, and we're determined to resist it.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. I speak to a lot of people, mm-hmm. and a lot of different associations, and everybody is worried about the cuts that are coming up. And I don't know what's going to happen. They're not going to go back on all the cuts. But
Just put it in context as well. Yeah. We just heard the other day, was it Monday or Tuesday, that the minister announced that the savings in terms of the prescription charges would amount to something I could be wrong, but I think it was something like 400 million over 4 years. Let me put it in context. We're talking about an 8 million cut to home help, which would have a devastating effect against 4 million in savings. You know, the impact that these cuts will have versus the totality of the budget is minuscule, but the negative effect is huge. So it doesn't really add up. You know, these cuts don't add up at all.
Okay, 1 million home help hours removed. Is that just under O'Reilly's watch, is it?
This is just in the last 12 months from January. So if you add together the cuts that were put in January, which was that resulted in about 5% cut to the overall home help hours, with the recent 8 million cut to home help hours, that adds up together just under, and that is under O'Reilly, that's just under 1 million hours cut to home help. So we really no longer can take the government seriously when they say they support people to age well at home, because these actions are completely against that message.
Yeah, as they say, action speaks louder than words.
This is it.
Okay, Dermot, it's disgraceful what's going on. Are you finished with the petition, or can people sign
it? John, we're not, actually. We're not. Okay. We're continuing to keep on campaigning until these cuts are reversed. So if people want to find out more about the campaign, we can post them out a petition pack. They can contact us at 01878 3623, and we'd be happy to send them out information. Or if they use the internet, they can find us on olderandbolder.ie, and they can find out how to get involved. And we're determined to keep acting until we reverse these cuts.
Okay. Well, the best of luck again. Would you just want to give out that phone number again?
Yeah, the number is 01878 3623.
And it's olderandbolder.ie.
Older and Bolder.
Listen, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Dermot.
Not at all. Thanks
and
so much.
We'll talk to you again.
We'll keep
pressure on this. And we urge all our listeners to go in and join us tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Dermot. Thank you.
Now.